This week's Sedra's Parshas Tetzaveh. So in Parshas Tetzaveh we have a description of all of the big day kahuna. And one of the big day kahuna is tzitz. It sits with some kind of a golden plate, which the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead. And the Torah states that it has the words Kodesh Lashem. Lashem, of course, is his full name, Yudkei Vovkei, spelled out. There's some discussion in the first part of Sukkah as to exactly how, one line, two lines, you know, exactly how the words Kodesh Hashem was spelled out. After all, you don't want the word anything above the name of Hashem. So, different opinions. You can look in the first paragraph of Sukkah. But in any event, the mitzvah of wearing the tzitz was something that had to be, the Kohen Gadol had to be aware of at all times. That's how the Gemara says. You're not allowed to be, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Mesif Das. Not allowed to remove his attention from the fact that he was wearing the tzitz. He acquired the, he always had to know because he was bearing the name of Hashem. And also, it's the language of the pasuk that he had the Shem Hashem on him all the time. So you have to be in a certain frame of mind when you have that written. So the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, going over to Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara mentions that in fact the Kohen Gadol had to be aware of the tzitz and not allowed to be hesek hadas. The Gemara says, well, certainly that's true about tefillin. Okay, we wear a tefillin, many times we do have hesek hadas, but properly one is not supposed to have hesek hadas when wearing tefillin. That's one of the reasons we don't wear tefillin all day long. Most people don't wear tefillin all day long because it's hard to concentrate on it at all times. The Gemara says you never should have hesek hadas from your tefillin, and the Gemara says a kal vachomer from the tzitz. Okay, the tzitz, you have a pasuk specifically says you have to have it, the Kohen Gadol had to wear it at all times. The implication is, the Gemara understands it, you have to have attention on it all the time. You have to have kavan all the time. What's the kal vachomer? The Gemara says, because the tzitz had the Shem Hashem only one time. It's Kodesh Hashem. Tefillin has the Shem Hashem many more times than one time inside the parashas, both in the Shul Yad and the Shul Rosh. So if you have to have, not allowed to have a Hesek Adas and Tzitz, you certainly can't have a Hesek Adas and Tefillin. So Tosis there on Chesam and Aleph, Dima Masul Uma Tzitz, raises a question, but maybe it's not a really good Kal Vachomer, because with the Tefillin, the Shem Hashem is there, but it's inside, it's covered, you don't see it. Right, it's inside the box. You don't see the Shem Hashem. Mashenu Kain, the tzitz was visible. So you could argue that tzitz has a greater level of kedusha in the sense that the Shem Hashem is visible to all. So maybe that's not really a good kal vachomer. In fact, Tosfos answers, you're right. It's not really a full fledged kal vachomer that generates a din d'oraisa. Right, it doesn't. It's a kal vachomer just to affect generate a din d'rabbanan. But it's proper not to have a hesek hadas and tefillin. But because of this kasha, it's true. You can't really count this as a regular kal vachomer because, again, the tzitz has the name of Hashem in a visible fashion, so you can't really make a kal vachomer tzitz, the tefillin, which has the Shem Hashem only, so to speak, hidden or covered up. It's a din to Rabbanan, that you're supposed to avoid hesek hadas from your tefillin while you're wearing your tefillin. However, the Rambam, Perek Dalad of Hilchos Tefillin, Aloch Yud Dalad, the Rambam implies that really the din of the tefillin, you have to have tefillin, attention and tefillin all the time. It says you have to keep touching your tefillin, keep being aware. Not allowed to be unaware of your tefillin at all. And it sounds like the Rambam is saying that's a real dindo raisa, and you're not allowed to have a hesek hadas in tefillin. It sounds like he ignores, he accepts the Gemara at face value. It says a kal vachomer from the tzitz, and seems to ignore the kasha of Tosfos. Tosfos is a good kasha. So that's the question. Why does the Rambam basically ignore the question? He seems to imply that tefillin has even greater kedusha, if you will, a greater importance than the tefillin. And the question is, what do you do with Tosfos' kasha? There's a number of different answers. I'll just share one. Rav Moshe Sternbuch has a sefer on Chumash called Tam Badas Al HaTorah. There's a lot of tshuvas called Tshuvas Van Hogwarts, I think, 7 volumes by now. But there's a sefer on a couple of songs on Chumash, one was called Tam Badas. So in the sefer Tam Badas Al HaTorah here in Parshas Tetzaveh, he says you have to look into what is the reason behind this whole din, both by the tzitz and by the tefillin. He suggests that Tosfos understands that it has to do, the whole din has to do with the kedusha, the inherent kedusha of the item. Right? It's a din of kovet, so to speak. I don't call it kovet, but again, awareness of the item that you have. So if it's a tzitz, it's a din in the item. The kedusha of the tzitz is such that Kohen Gadol can't forget that he's wearing the tzitz, because to have a hesek hadas, to start thinking about other things, would be an affront to the tzitz. And the same thing is true of tefillin, right? The same thing is true of tefillin. It has, to, so to speak, the kedusha of the chefza, if you will. Okay, I don't think he uses that terminology, I forgot, but it's the kedusha of the chefza, of the item, the tzitz and the tefillin. So there, Tosfos is right. If you're looking at the chefza, someone can make a very strong case to say that the tzitz has a greater level of kedusha because the Shem Hashem is visible, and the tefillin, the Shem Hashem is not visible. It's there, but it's not visible. However, he suggests that according to the Rambam, it's not a din in respecting the item. It's not a din in the chefza, just to put it in our terminology, but it's a din that the person who's wearing, whether it's a tzitz or a tefillin, has to realize that he is now miskadesh, so to speak. The person has a sanctity because he's wearing these items. The person becomes a gavra, becomes, like, so to speak, a chefza shel kedusha by having these items. The kohen gadol, by wearing the tzitz, it's not a matter of just not having a hesek hadas because it's an affront to the kedusha of the tzitz. It is pogam in your kedusha, because when you're wearing a tzitz, or if you're wearing tefillin, you have a certain elevated level of kedusha, and if you take your attention away from it, then that's a pogam in your level of kedusha, and that's what you're supposed to avoid. If that's the case, then it doesn't really make a difference whether the Shem Hashem is visible, the Shem Hashem is not visible. What's the difference? Okay, that's the sheet of the Rambam. Rambam holds it. No, it's a good kal v'chomer. Tosfos kasha. It's not. Who cares? That's not the reason. It's not a matter of examining the inherent value of the kedusha of the chefta, but rather a person wearing the tzitz, a person wearing tefillin, is elevated thereby in terms of his personal kedusha, and therefore to take your mind away from it, that's going to sort of decrease or diminish your kedusha as a person. Okay, while you're wearing these items, therefore, you could argue that it doesn't make a difference whether the Shem Hashem is visible or it's not visible. That could be an explanation for the Shita of the Rambam to avoid the Kasha of Tosaf. And Nafkamina may be the following. The Rambam, who's understanding, this according to this understanding, the Rambam who says that really the person must be aware of his inherent Kedusha at all times, that's why the Rambam says you have to keep touching your tefillin. What does it mean not to have a hesek hadas? It means that you have to keep being aware of tefillin. Touch it and adjust it and keep paying attention. Because every time you don't, so then, so to speak, you're weakening that kedusha which has been, you know, bestowed upon you when you're wearing the tefillin. You look at other Rishonim, they don't go that far. The Rosh in the back of Maseches Menachos, a lot of the dinim of tefillin are not found, there's no mesichta about tefillin. So we have the mesichtas ketanos, in the so-called minor tractates, you know, in the picture in the back of the Zikim, those aren't really sugas, those aren't really mesichtas. There's a mesichta, most of the dinim of tefillin appear in Maseches Menachos. So in the back of Maseches Menachos, we have what's called halachas ketanos, from different Rishonim, including the Rosh. You look in the back of the Rosh, like the Rif didn't write on the mesichtas like that are in the Kodshim that have to do with the no halacha lemaisa. No, but in the back of Menachos, you have a Rosh, and it's called Halachas Ketanos, and others also. You take a look in the back of a regular edition, a regular presentation of Maseches Menachos. And Halachas Ketanos of the Rosh in the back of Menachos, it's Simon Chaf Aleph, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that the idea of not having Hesek Hadas doesn't mean you have to keep touching, you have to be aware. It just means you're not knowing Kalos Rosh, you know, inappropriate lightheadedness, jocularity, fooling around, you know, tefillin. Sometimes, you know, yours a rule, that people raise the question, I'm interrupting myself, but people raise the question, how come by most mitzvahs, you know, we start mitzvahs when a kid, the mission towards the end of the third parak of Sukkah, right? The discussion when a child is a gil achinuch, so if you're old enough to know about tzitzis, you get him tzitzis, you know. So it mentions tefillin there, but our practice is tzitzis, they give a kid, I think when he's 3 or 4, as soon as he's able to go to the bathroom himself, and say, right, we give the kid tzitzis. We encourage him to participate in the Pesach Seder and to do all the other things. How come tefillin, we wait till the very last minute? I think the most prevalent minute around here is, I think, a month before. Right? I thought about the Yekkes, I think 3 months, if I'm not mistaken, but that's about it. So how come we wait so late? So I think I once saw in the Or Zeruah, I didn't look it up before today's presentation, I'm sorry, but I think the Or Zeruah once, the Or Zeruah says, what do you mean it's bad enough that we have to let a 13-year-old with tefillin? Right? Most kids 13 years old, they're not so mature to be able to, but we have no choice, okay, it's a bar mitzvah. So we're not going to make it any earlier than absolutely necessary. You have to have a couple of weeks of training. But other than that, you know, it's very hard to have. So, but certainly, says Rabbeinu Yonah, quoted by the Rosh there in the back of Menachos, he says that the dinner, it's not that you have to keep touching it, and you have to be aware every second you wear it. It just means don't engage in kalos rosh and silly behavior when you're wearing it, so that's the idea. So, whereas the Rambam, because the Rosh says, maybe the Rosh would agree with Tosis that it's a to the offensive to the chefza, you're going to goof around and make silly jokes and make silly comments or think, you know, do silly things. Well, it's fun. It's an affront to the tefillin. Whereas the Rambam holds a mamish, you have to, every minute, you have to be aware. That's because of what we said before. That's another possible nafkamina in this question. It's interesting as a side point in the Tziv, in one of his tshuvas, in the tziv is a collection of tshuvas called Meshiv Dover. So in the Meshiv Dover, Chelek Aleph, Simon Vav, he has a presentation that says when you're not concentrating, this more, I think, would fit in better with the Rambam, when you're not wearing your tefillin, when you're not concentrating your tefillin, it's as if you're not wearing them. Mamash, it becomes like you're not wearing them. You have to be aware. The whole idea of wearing tefillin, why are we wearing tefillin? Wearing tefillin is not a decorative item, or it's not some kind of a costume or something like that. It's something that, like we said with the Rambam, enhances your kedusha. If you're not paying attention to it, that's mamash like you're not wearing it. That's how the Netziv says, probably fit in better with the Rambam. Mamay said the Mishnah Berurah l'halacha writes in Orachaim Simon, in Navav, rather, Sukkot and Gimel, He says that Hesek Hadas, he seems to side with those authorities who assume that Hesek Hadas means not to goof around, not to engage in Kalos Rosh and so on, but you don't have to think about it every minute. But he does say that it's a mitzvah and a mubchar. It's a mitzvah and a mubchar to be aware at every minute. Doesn't mean you have to think about tzon. You're davening. That's also okay to concentrate on davening. You don't have to think about your tzon. But the Mishabur, I think, sides with the Rishonim who assume that the mitzvah, the Indian of not having Hesek Hadas by tzon is just not to engage in Kalos Rosh, not to do it every second. Nonetheless, I think there is a practice that many people have that at certain points during the davening, different points people touch the shayad and the shalosh. Famously, Poseh Shadecha, you know, people touch the tefillin, other people by the Yismucho Shemaim Besogel Aretz in Hodu. Because Yismucho Shemaim Besogel Aretz is the same Yud Kei Vov Kei, right? Yismucho Shemaim Besogel Aretz, people touch it there. In the Kriya Shema, different people touch it by Kshartam, you know, right? They're different. So that's, I think, also Kiman, is that you remind yourself that you're wearing tefillin. And it's a mitzvah and a mubchar, right? To keep your attention at tefillin all the time. Tefillin are important. And, you know, again, as I say, the only goal was tefillin all day long. It's other people. But for the most of us, we should make every effort, at least while we are wearing tefillin, to concentrate properly and not to engage in kalos rosh. Have a good day.